Telstra has reported a first half net profit of $1.233 billion. So that was a decline of 28%. Elsewhere, revenue was, or total income was down by more than 4% to a little under $13.8 billion. Earnings before interest and tax was down by a little over 26%. That measure coming in at just over $2.1 billion. Earnings per share were lower than analysts' expectations. That measure came in at 10.4 cents per share. The market was looking for a figure closer to 12 cents per share. So at first blush, a disappointing result. But then when you separate the impact of the continued rollout of the NBN, a headwind which the markets are well familiar with, and you look at the underlying result, it was actually quite encouraging. And that was in part a reflection of the strong performance in their mobile business. So in that segment, revenue was up by 2.4%, coming in at $5.3 billion. Customer acquisition continues to move along quite well. Over the course of the last half, they saw 239,000 customers added to that business. They've now got 18 million mobile customers across the country. The only caveat in the last half is that the average revenue per user, or ARPU, an important measure, had moderated over that time frame. Fixed line revenue continued to decline, but if there's a positive, it wasn't as steep as what the market had anticipated. So revenue in that business was down by about 9%, coming in at $2.7 billion. Costs were higher over the course of the period, but they've made significant inroads in relation to their efficiency program out to 2022. And an unfortunate part of that is that they continue to shed jobs, but the impact of that will be that they expect that costs over the course of the full year will be flat compared to the previous period. So that reflects the progress that they're making. The disappointing aspect of the result is that they cut their dividend from 11 cents per share for the half to 8 cents per share. So that includes a special dividend of 3 cents per share. But then still that reflects the broader payout ratio that they're expecting in terms of underlying earnings from 70 to 90%, which they indicated previously. So within the realms of expectations, but still disappointing for investors, where the shares have fallen by as much as 6% in the aftermath of the result.